From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Iraqi forces in a final push on Ramadi. Iraqi military commanders say they have gained control of the main government compound on the contested city of Ramadi, and that engineers are still clearing the site of explosive devices left behind by fleeing Islamic State fighters. By late Sunday, Iraqi forces were still not yet declaring total victory. The commander of the Iraqi anti-terrorism contingent says Iraqi troops are making rapid headway in Ramadi against the Islamic State, which took control of the city 7 months ago. Lieutenant General Abdul al-Abadi said within the next few days, Iraqi troops will have control of Ramadi. It's still not clear how many civilians remained in the central city, 100 kilometers west of Baghdad. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says that it is up to Muslims to improve the world's opinion of Islam. During a speech at the opening ceremony of the International Islamic Unity Conference in Tehran on Sunday, President Rouhani said Muslims must remove Islam's negative image from today's cyber and real space. Somali militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for an attack in northeastern Kenya. They killed at least two police officers and wounded two others Sunday. A statement on a pro-Shabaab website said fighters from the group ambushed a Kenyan military convoy as it left the town of Elwak bound for Mandera. Afghanistan and Pakistan are pledging to jointly work for an early resumption of peace talks between Kabul and the Taliban and deal with insurgent groups who refuse to quit violence and join the process. The pledge came Sunday during talks in Kabul between the visiting Pakistani military chief and Afghan leaders. This is VOA News. A Syrian filmmaker known for his anti-Islamic State documentaries was fatally shot in front of midday crowds in the Turkish city of Gaziantep Sunday. The pro-human rights group for which Naci Cerf worked blames Islamic State for the murder. He was reportedly gunned down from a car that passed by as he was walking down a street not far from the Syrian border. Neither the militants nor Turkish police have commented. Israeli forces shot dead two Palestinians after they stabbed and wounded an Israeli soldier in the occupied West Bank. The military said the attackers, aged 17 and 23, stabbed a soldier at a gas station near the city of Nablus. Earlier Sunday, a Palestinian stabbed and injured a soldier near Jerusalem's main bus station. A security guard apprehended the attacker, who was then taken into police custody. Violent weekend weather battered large portions of the southern and central United States, with tornadoes killing at least 11 people in Texas. One of several tornadoes that struck in and near the city of Dallas late Saturday carried winds of more than 320 kilometers an hour, leaving at least 8 people dead. 3 others died nearby as a residential building in a northern suburb was destroyed. Authorities say scores of others were injured in the region, and that happened just days after tornadoes killed at least 18 people in the nearby states of Mississippi, Arkansas, and Tennessee. Forecasters have issued severe weather advisories for large parts of the southern and central United States. They include blizzard warnings for parts of New Mexico, northern Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni is hoping to jumpstart fresh peace negotiations between the government of Burundi and opposition groups in Kampala Monday. Backed by the East African Community and the UN Security Council, the peace talks are aimed at restoring security in Burundi following months of violence in the capital Bujumbura and other parts of the country. China's parliament passed a controversial anti-terror law requiring foreign technology firms to comply with government requests for information, including encryption keys that turn digital data into unreadable code. The official Xinhua news agency said the legislation was passed unanimously Sunday and will take effect January 1st. Star Wars: The Force Awakens may be set in a galaxy far, far away, but its Christmas Day record-breaking performance was an impressive earthbound gift for the Walt Disney Company that produced the film. The Force Awakens is now the champion of North American Christmas Day box office receipts, with $49.3 million, overtaking the previous record of $24.6 set by Sherlock Holmes. Worldwide, the movie's taken in $1 billion. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.